Human Rights Watch says the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram has killed more than 2,000 people in the first 6 months of this year. It says the attacks amount to crimes against humanity. HRW's West Africa director, Corinne Dufka, says Boko Haram is effectively waging a war on the people of northeastern Nigeria at a staggering human cost.
We have documented 95 attacks on 70 towns and villages, mostly in northeastern Nigeria.
There have also been attacks on the capital, Abuja. Confirmation of the 2,053 deaths is based on media reports, human rights groups, and others.
We analyze these reports looking at, again, credible reports of morgue workers, local officials, civilians, witnesses who had seen the bodies buried or registered. And we came up with this figure, which is probably conservative, actually, given the numbers of attacks.
She says the attacks have dramatically increased since a state of emergency was declared in three northern states. It took effect in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states in May 2013. The report says there's also been a dramatic increase this year in casualties from bomb blasts, including suicide bombings. Dufka says they should be viewed as crimes against humanity,
including murder, torture, rape, and others that are committed as part of what we call a widespread or systematic attack. And we believe that the nature of these attacks, the similarity, the organized nature in which they're being committed, suggests that they really are crimes against humanity.
One of Boko Haram's most infamous attacks was the kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls in Chibok in April. However, Human Rights Watch says there have been many attacks on schools where male students were often killed. In February, an attack on the federal government college in Buniyadi in Yobe State left 59 boys dead. Dufka says Human Rights Watch and others also have documented abuses by Nigerian security forces. It says these include use of excessive force, arbitrary detention, the burning of homes, and the extrajudicial killing of those suspected of supporting Boko Haram.
The government of Nigeria, regardless of how egregious these attacks are, they have to abide by international law when responding to them.
She says the Nigerian government must not only protect the population against Boko Haram attacks, but also security forces that may operate outside the law. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.